Nobody said it would be easy. Nobody said that it would all be fine. But to get where we're going, brother, you gotta hold the line. It ain't a matter of if, nah, it's just a matter of time. But to get where we're going, sister, gotta hold the line. You gotta stay steadfast, tread lightly, cause they're looking for a reason to knock you down. But you can't ask too politely. In the sense, you gotta get loud, hold the line.
This is RAWF After Hour.
I am also the owner of RAWF in the game we all know and love as the wrestler Unstoppable, my co-host, the legend himself.
I hear the rhythms of the music. I buy the product.
gentlemen, welcome El Vacant to Vancouver. Good evening, El Vacant.
Hola, señor. ¿Cómo está?
It's a little wet outside, I see.
Yeah, Steve, but you know what? I got to tell you, I was talking to some friends back east. I'm okay with it.
You are okay, okay with it?
Yeah, so look, it's 45 degrees here. It's 13 degrees in New York.
Woo! How was it in Winnipeg last week?
I mean, not as good as here, but it wasn't as wet either.
Oh. So you braved the cold and the rain and all this stuff. I went down to Mexico.
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah, I had last weekend off, so I decided to go down to Cancun and hang out on the beach, and weather down there was beautiful.
You didn't think to tell me?
Well, I knew you were busy. You're a busy man. You got your stuff going, got the taco trucks to run and whatnot, and plus, you know, you're an ambassador for RAWF, so you had to be around the show and all that good stuff. So,
I mean, sure, but I mean, it wouldn't have been that hard to just get on the RAWF jet with you, head down to Mexico. Like, I know all the hot spots. I could have gotten you all kinds of cool stuff. We could have done all kinds of cool stuff.
I kind of wanted some alone time, so just to chill.
You just wanted to leave me here in the cold, barren wasteland. That's what it was.
Would I do that?
You just did it.
I just did it. You're right. But anywho, El Vacant, we were off last week, as you know. But there's been a lot going on in RAWF that we got to talk about. Of course, next week, Love Hurts coming up live from Calgary, Alberta, Canada. I know you're looking forward to that. Yeah. And that, of course, is next Sunday, and we've got a lot of title matches already planned, already going, and we will get to those in just a moment. But first, we need to update everybody on some championship changes over the last couple weeks. We have a new Platinum Dragon champion and Simply the Best. We have a new Hatfield and McCoy champion and Marquis de Sade. And a new Superstars champion in Kayla the Governess. And and a new Midnight Hobo champion as well in Kane the Governor, who is also the new Powerball champion as well. So a lot of title changes over the last couple weeks. Kane the Governor.
Kind of busy.
Yeah, Kane the Governor winning that tournament to see who would become the new Powerball champion. Like I said, he challenged Dr. Kent for the Midnight Hobo Championship a couple of weeks ago, won it from him. And so, we'll talk about that. Dr. Kent putting that title on the line right after winning it and only holding it for 21 days. I mean, that's one of the shortest reigns, Midnight Hobo reigns in RAWF history. But
one of short.
Yeah, but we will talk more about that and other things here in just a little bit. But first, it is time to update everybody on the current rankings period currently going on. So if you would, El Vacant, take it away.
Oh, right, that's me. That's me. I got that. All right, here we go, everybody. So this is, let me see here. This is 7 out of 12 matches, so just slightly more than half. Here we go. In 25th place, we have the Crazy Serb. Doesn't sound like something I should say in this day and age. I could get canceled for that. We need to find a better name for him. All right, in 24th place, we have the Cougar. Again, I feel like that, you know, older women who enjoy the company of younger men might get mad at me and get, like, I think we need to get with the times, boss.
Okay, you have my permission to be politically incorrect.
Oh, cool, well then, you heard him. In 23rd place, we have Revenge Gibson. In 22nd place, we have the Pure One Uber Vegan. In 21st place, we have the Papa Shaker. I don't want to know what he's shaking. I'm pretty sure it's his booty, but no. I've watched a bunch of his matches. He seems to enjoy. All right. In 20th place, we have the Hawkster Bully. Good to see him back up in the rankings. In 19th place, I always love this. In 19th place, we have... It's been a while since I've got to do that. I had to get a good 18th place, we have the Marquis de Sade. In 17th place, we have Karate Bunny. You know, that's a lot funner to say than Jobu. I like it. Karate Bunny. He should stick with that. In 16th place, we have, oh, Maeve O'Hara, favorite redhead. Well, one of my favorite redheads. Okay, I was really like all the redheads. It's true. But, you know, I like this one a lot. All right. In 15th place, we have Lady Vex. In 14th place, we have Dr. Kent. In 13th place, we have A.F. James. In 12th place, we have our extra points winner, the Immortal Griffith. In 11th place, we have our current world champion, Deez. In 10th place, we have Kayla, the governess. In 9th place, we have the most aptly named man in all of wrestling, the unsettled Christopher Cage. In 8th place, we have the Villa. In 7th place, we have Hot Shot Chaz. In 6th place, we have the Strangleheart. Strangleheart, it's weird. Okay. In 5th place, we have the Paragon of Greatness, Big Purple, hitting up in the top 5. Look at that. In 4th place, we have Simply the Best, better than all the rest. No, I'm not going to break into song. In 3rd place, we have Penelope Washington. Very, very aggressively a placement for this new young lady here. She's been making waves since she got here, so good for her. In 2nd place, returning apparently with a vengeance, Luke Cage is in 2nd place at 7 matches in. And that leaves us with 1st place. And right now, 1st place, if you're paying attention, probably isn't any surprise, is Blake motherfucking Bradley.
All right. And I want to remind everybody that this current rankings period that we're going through right now, that one he just read off, is for contender matches for Immortal. I didn't even think about that until just a little while ago. Like, wow, yes, they want to be, make sure. So if you guys want to be at a, in a title match at Immortal, the big pay-per-view of the year, you're going to want to be in that top 25 to have an opportunity to be in a contenders match for a shot at a title at Immortal. So that is still early, 7 out of 12 matches, but some new names popping up there, El Vacant, for sure. And people...
And a couple old ones popping back up.
A couple old ones popping back up, and Luke Cage. And like you said, he's coming back with a vengeance early on in his return. And then, I agree with you, Karate Bunny is a lot more fun to say than Jobu.
Right?
Karate Bunny. Hi-ya! That's what I think.
Boing, 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 boing.
So that is the current rankings period.
Does that mean his nemesis would be Kung Fu Carrot?
I don't know. I think it would be, I don't know, Kung Fu Duck, maybe?
Yeah, maybe. Feng Shui Fud?
<That'd> be, yeah. Okay. Yosemite Slug? I don't know.
Oh, there you go.
Okay, let's not get stuck on this. Let's move on. Let's get to some GM reports, shall we?
Sure,
starting with the High Voltage and Anything Goes GM, the Hall of Famer herself. Please welcome.
Oh my God, what is that? What is that?
I'm the bad guy. Duh.
No!
So you're a tough guy, like I really
Ladies and gentlemen, the First Lady of Anarchy, the Cougar, is here. Good evening, Cougs.
Good evening, L.A. Hello,
baby. Oh, hi. How you doing?
Oh. I have a bone to pick with you.
Again? What did I do now?
Well, you said that I'm a cougar because I like young men. I'm a cougar because it's part of my DNA.
These are the jokes.
I do like young men, though. They are tender.
These are the jokes. Don't take them seriously.
No. See, young men are tender.
Right, and you like tender meat. You've said it before.
Well, I don't know. Sometimes jerky is a good way to go, too. It lasts longer.
Nope, not touching that. That's bait.
Nope.
Okay.
All right. Cougs, where do you want to start?
I'm going to start with Anything Goes. We are in the semifinals there. We have Fire Chief Bill facing Hobo and Vex facing Wolfie. Their match is a one-track mind match, and they can only use one move per set, and they can change it after each set, which is going to be interesting to look at because, you know, if they start with this closed fist punch, they have to use that through that whole set before they can change to a different move. But that was going to be interesting to see how many mess up on that one.
All right.
Then we're going to move on to High Voltage. All we really have to say about that one is it is started. It will be done by Love Hurts, and there are definitely some interesting matchups. Kayla facing her own husband. We've got RA facing AF James. There's just some interesting matches going on in that one.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Having Kayla and Kane going up against each other in a steel, high voltage steel cage match, that's a Love Hurts match if I ever heard one. But unfortunately, you get to witness that. And I'm sure you will keep us posted on all the happenings in that whole situation. Anything else to add, Cougs?
Nope. We will have the new season starting for sign up probably next week.
All right. Awesome. Awesome sauce. Ladies and gentlemen, she is the First Lady of Anarchy, the Cougar, with your High Voltage and Anything Goes report. Thank you, Cougs. Next up, we have a recorded report from the lovely Raven the Enchanted on 32-1 and Rebels versus Empire.
Good morning, LA. This is Raven with your GM report. 32-1. We are on week 5, which is Cage Wars. Only one match remaining, that is Papa Shaker versus Simply the Best. And now on to Rebels versus Empire. Empire won with 5 wins against Rebels with 4. We have got 5 matches this week, so not far to go now. Luke Cage has got a free pass for Rebels because there was not enough players. So, yep, see you next week. Thank you.
All right, short and sweet from the lovely Raven the Enchanted on her 32-1 in Rebels versus Empires. Thank you, Raven. And next up, he is your ultimate gauntlet GM. Please welcome.
Recognize that I am not alive. I survive. I'm the dance in the hour class of time. I'm the chalk line, outline. Everything is mine. From the red to the earth to the shadows far behind. I'm the stars in the sky and I shine so bright. I'm eternal. I'm the reason that the day turns night. I'm the water and the sun. I'm the bullet in your gun. I'm the finger on the trigger and I'm about to blast one. I ain't never give a shit on the bitches. Better recognize the damn motherfucker on the block. And I'm baptized in blood of the ball. Keep it G, go ahead, Yosemite Sam. Fuck around, beat it, that hologram. Big dog way off the collar. Don't bother with the cage. Can't keep me like the way I need my face. Going 6 feet deep, where the dead man sleeps. With the rat that creep in my flesh for weeks. And then the maggot still sleep by the open wounds. Stress like a mega.
Please welcome the Paragon of Greatness. Hi, Paragon.
Good evening, LA. Good evening, El Vacant. How are you tonight?
Confused.
Wow, Paragon, you're looking different tonight.
Even.
We're doing great, Paragon.
I'm sorry, did I mismake you? I was here to do the Ultimate Gauntlet Report. We've got a lot going on. You know, we didn't have the report last week, so I'm really excited to catch people up. But if this is a bad time, I can come back.
No, go please continue. You're up with the. Please give us the Ultimate Gauntlet Report.
All right. Well, when we last left off, Penelope Washington had just ended Chris Cage's run at one. She beat Chris Cage, went on, beat Toxic Megatron Avenger, putting her at two wins. However, she then lost to the Cougar, who ended her streak at two. Cougs then went out, beat Griffith by count out. I'm sure he was not very happy about that. Beat King Governor, putting her at three wins, but then lost to the Moose. And the Moose is currently at one, and he is facing off against Ice Cold Aaron McFadden as we speak.
Alrighty. Thank you, Paragon. Do you also have another report from us from Unstoppabot?
You know what? I do have a tagged report directly from the desk of Unstoppabot. We are now at 5 of 6 rounds, and the top 5 tag teams so far are, in first place, the team of Shake and Blake, Teflon Sheik and Blake Effin Bradley. In second place, the new team of Washington Lightning, made up of Penelope Washington and Lightning Leanne. In third place, the current tag team champions, the Godslayers, Maeve O'Hare and Griffith. Man, I love that team. In fourth place, Dungeons and Dragons, Nox Boogie and the Paragon of Greatness. And we have a tie for fifth place, Adrenaline, the team of Strangleheart and Hammerheads and Knockout, and Los Sicarios, Starshot and The Undertaker. The final round has been posted. Good luck to everybody. And as an aside, the next season of tags is now open for signups. Season 2 signups will be open until a week from tomorrow, Sunday, February 12th, after the Love Hurts pay-per-view radio show.
All right. Thank you, Paragon.
Is something wrong? I'm here to help.
No, nothing's wrong. You can. We will be talking with you in a little bit, Paragon. Thank you for that. Thank you.
You're welcome, LA. Have a great night, El Vacant.
Hasta la. Bye.
This.
But that wasn't Paragon, right? I'm not crazy. I'm not seeing shit.
I certainly hope not, because I've never stared at Paragon's ass on his way out before, and I did this time.
Fair.
I'm just saying.
I felt this weird urge to invite him to sit on my knee.
That's... No. Okay. Not sure what just happened there, but all right. We are... see here. Let's see if Mr. R.A.W. is here, because, I don't know, he is the Hatfield McCoy GM. Let's see if he has anything to report.
First, they took your family and your riches. Then they took your health and your pride. Finally, they left you to die. What will you do, exile, when there is nothing left but to live or die?
Thank you.
gentlemen, Mr. RAWF Judgment is here. Good evening, Judge. Judge.
Judge.
Unmute, Judge. Judge. Yoo-hoo, Judge.
Hello, hello.
There he is. Judge.
Oh, you're back.
Yes, you're here. Good evening, sir.
I hate this. I hate this mute button. I swear to God, if I can get this mute button off this damn thing, I'll cut it off in a minute. How you doing?
How are
you, Dan?
I'm doing good, Judge. How are you? You have any GM reports for half? You have a Hatfield McCoy
yes,
report
I got it.
For
yes, 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 yes. We have a new champion.
Very good. We know you. Have, yes, that is. And
yes,
who is
got a
that?
New champion.
Yes,
that guy over there.
Marquise de Sade, yep.
Yeah, Marquise de Sade. And he's been doing his little Marquise de Sade as a new champion. And we got other things going on. And we're going to be having two people going up against each other to see who's going to be facing to go up against them. And they'll have a meet at the Love Hurts pay-per-view. Yep. Marquise de Sade.
Right.
Monkeys is a monkey's massage.
No, Marquise de Sade.
Oh, monkey's massage.
Not
I can't
Marquise.
Say these names, people.
Oy.
Mercury Grand Marquise.
No, not him.
He was a good champion back in the day. He was a good champion back in the day. You know that,
right? Right. Well, Judge.
He was. He was your favorite.
Thank you for that. But we have something to give you here.
For anybody in the audience who's got a birthday today, happy birthday to you.
Belated birthday, Judge.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sweet.
Hope you had a good one. Did you have a good birthday?
I did. I woke up with a bad case of bronchitis on my birthday. So, yeah, I had a great birthday.
That's never.
That's a good one. But it's good. It's just being taken care of. Yeah. And had a great birthday, so thank you very much for that awesome, awesome Bee Gees song.
It wasn't the Bee Gees, but close enough, I suppose.
Jackson 5. Who was that? Jackson 5? That was Jackson 5.
No, it wasn't Jackson 5.
I don't know who it was.
With that being said, Judge, thank you, and stick around. We will talk to you a little bit. You've got a huge match at Love Hurts we need to discuss.
Yes, we do. And speaking of that, I need to go grab someone and bring them, put them in the closet, so I'll be back in a few minutes.
Why is he always stuffing things in people's closets?
What is
thing,
it him in
our right
closet?
Back.
That's what I want
to
know.
He's got to be there. I'll be right back.
All right. at any rate, so we'll talk about Love Hurts here in a second, but tomorrow's Superstars emanates from here at the Rogers Arena here in Vancouver. The main event, Kayla the Governess defends her Superstars Championship against Conk. So that ought to be a good matchup, Conk getting an opportunity at the Superstars Championship tomorrow here in Vancouver. All right, so let's get down to the nitty-gritty. Love Hurts, just 8 nights away now February 12th at in Calgary, El Vacant. The main event will be Deez defending the World Heavyweight Championship against the newcomer, but she has definitely been coming on strong as of late, is Penelope Washington. So this is kind of harkens me back to the days of when Maeve was just starting out and she was getting main events against for the world championship. Can Penelope take on Deez? Can she be the next world heavyweight champion, or has Deez got way too much experience to let that happen on his first title defense?
Look, I don't know. I mean, on paper, no, there's no way in hell she should do it, but she shouldn't be in the position she's in. Right? I mean, she's already defying every odd known to man. If she continues doing what she's been doing, I guess we're going to say, and knew, who the fuck is this?
Right? And very interesting. It would be extremely things will get interesting if Penelope does win the World Heavyweight Championship. We're actually going to hear from Penelope here later in the program. But Penelope Washington challenging Deez for the World Heavyweight Championship at Love Hurts. This one, and, you know, I'm certain Deez wants to have a longer championship run than just a couple of months. So I'm sure he's going to be prepared. And have scouted out Penelope, but is it too early to start scouting her? Maybe she's got more that she's not shown us at this point.
I mean, that's true. I would say there's enough, just in RAWF alone, there's enough tape on her now since she started really competing that you can get a read on her. But because it is only a so much tape, it is completely feasible she's got things in her bag of tricks we haven't seen yet.
Very true. We will find out at Love Hurts if she has enough tricks in her bag to pull off the win for the World Heavyweight Championship. STB, who won the Platinum Dragon Championship from Mithras a couple of weeks ago, but lost a Platinum Dragon Contendership to Blake Bradley, thus the rematch, STB, Blake Effin Bradley, Platinum Dragon Championship. Blake's got the momentum, has beaten STB in their contender match. Can he pull a twofer and beat him for the actual championship this time?
Yes, I do believe he can. I suspect he will.
You believe Blake Effin Bradley will be the new Platinum Dragon champion?
Absolutely.
Despite
for everyone.
All right. So you say Blake Effin Bradley? I'm gonna stick with the veteran STB STB. I think STB wants to have a longer. I think he will hold on to that title a little while longer than this. We will see. Beast will defend the national championship against Strangleheart. I wasn't trying to do you on that one.
Horrible.
I wasn't trying to come. You want to say it? Go ahead.
Beast
will defend the national championship against Strangleheart. How do you see that match playing out?
Well, that's two very, very different styles in the ring there. You have a very, you know, Beast being a very powerhouse wrestler, Strangleheart being kind of more of a catch-as-catch-can wrestler. I think it's a hard fight. I think this is going to be a really hard fight for Beast, but I do think he's capable of retaining.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a tough one for Beast, but... Certainly, it should be a great matchup. I think that one's one of the ones I'm definitely looking forward to. Kane the Governor, new Midnight Hobo champion, has to turn around and defend that against former world champion, current White Lightning champion in Nightcrawler. Kane versus Nightcrawler, Midnight Hobo title. Who do you like here?
Well, going by previous things, every single time I pick against Kane, he wins. Every time. Every single time. And I believe, on this very show, several months ago, I declared, that means I will never pick against Kane ever again. So because of that, I'm going with Kane.
So basically what you're saying is Nightcrawler will win because you picked Kane.
I mean, probably. But I can't say that out loud, because if I say that, that would be actually betting against Kane, and then he'd win. It's a paradox.
A paradox? Are you calling Kane and... All right. AF James will defend the FUBAR City Championship against the Paragon of Greatness. Paragon looking to win the FUBAR City Championship for the first time in his RAWF career. But Mr. Moneybags himself, AF James, not looking to lose it. Who do you think walks out as FUBAR City Champion in Calgary?
Well, if he apparently waggles that newfound ass of his, you know, and distracts AF, I think he'll win in casually.
Right? I agree with that. That's a good point. I mean, I could definitely see that happening. I'm kind of rooting for Paragon on this. Although I'm concerned about the drastic weight loss. That's never a good sign if someone loses weight and just that much weight in 2 weeks.
I'm a little concerned.
Yeah. So. We'll have to get him back in here and see what we find out about that. Triple Crown Championship, the Immortal Griffith defends against Davila and Hotshot Chaz. Now, this is a Triple Crown match I'm looking forward to. You're talking about two Hall of Famers and a man who is extremely hungry. Is probably wrestling right now the best he's ever been in Hotshot Chaz. Where do you see this one going?
Honestly? I'm going to go with my gut here, and I'm going to go completely against what all of the odds say. I think Hotshot's going to walk out with that title.
Wow. Wouldn't that be something? If he actually can beat two Hall of Famers, win the Triple Crown Championship, and go to Immortal as Triple Crown Champion, that would definitely be pun intended, the crowning achievement of his career, if he could pull that off. Yeah. Absolutely. The Undertaker will defend the Multimedia Championship against the Teflon Sheik. Two of your favorite wrestlers in all the world going at it for the Multimedia Championship, El Vacant. I'm sure your eyes will be glued to the monitor when these two collide for the Multimedia Championship.
As if I won't be at ringside, please.
Who do you predict to come out on top?
Me.
Why? Huh? Huh? What?
Still get to watch that match. I win.
Who do you think will walk out with the championship?
Honestly, I have no idea. I think it's a coin flip.
I have to agree. That one's going to be a tough one. Indeed. Undertaker versus Teflon Sheik, multimedia title on the line at Love Hurts.
Can I vote for the light rack?
Sure. Vote for the light rack.
I win no matter what, because one of them is getting the crap beat out of them.
Very true. Very true, indeed. Kane the Governor defends his newly won Powerball Championship against the Immortal Griffith. We will talk more details about how Griffith got that shot in a little bit, but the Immortal Griffith, Kane the Governor, Powerball Championship, and I don't believe the Immortal Griffith's ever been Powerball champion. I could be wrong, but I got to double check that. It would be adding one more check mark to his trophy case, if you will. Nope, I take that back. He has been Powerball champion.
Yeah, he's been holding up one finger.
Yeah.
And
but it was five.
We're number one.
Yeah, it was 5 years ago, so it's been a while since he's held that strap, but he has indeed been Powerball champion before, so. All right. Who do you like between Kane the Governor and the Immortal Griffith?
I mean, it's hard to go against the Immortal here. I think it's going to depend on how much does he want the title.
True. It does matter. That does kind of. But if I know Griffith, he's going to want to hedge his bets, make sure he goes to Immortal with at least one title, if not two, if not three. So with that being said, I expect him to fight for that title pretty hard. I think Kane may be in a bit of trouble against the Immortal One. Vex will defend her Champions Choice Championship against Powerball McGee. We'll talk about the stipulations for that later when we get to talk to her, hopefully, if she's around. And then, of course, there's the three stages of the hell match between Judgment and Nightcrawler. That one is in the books. Also in the books, the Teflon Sheik to take on Luke Cage in a grudge match. That was accepted earlier today, actually. Teflon Sheik takes on Luke Cage in a special grudge match. And two returnees to RAWF will be going one-on-one at Love Hurts. Aggie, the Clown, Prince of Hell, takes on Draven Blackbird. That one is also scheduled for Love Hurts. Let's take a look at some tournaments now. But Love Hurts, what match are you looking most forward to, El Vacant, as I go to the events page?
What does Maeve have?
She has the estrogen.
Who's Maeve?
We don't know yet. We do not know yet. I can tell you, looking at the biatch of the month, it will either be Sabelli or Penelope Washington.
Why do I keep hearing that name?
We keep hearing that name, Penelope Washington. Right now she is in the finals of the biatch of the month, taking on Sabelli, which, you know, been a while since we've called her name, Sabelli, so that could be a very interesting match.
I'm a little surprised to hear that name, but yeah.
All right. Extra points tournament, as we know, was already won by the Immortal Griffith, and I do believe he now has the record for most extra points tournaments won in an RAWF career. So congratulations to him. Marquis de Sade won the RAWF Christmas Party tournament not too long ago, won himself 5 million coins. The runner-up was Papa Shaker, who won himself 1 million coins. So congratulations to those two. And, of course, also the St. Bridget's Day tournament started this past February 1st, which was Tuesday. One of those two. It was February. But that one is underway. Thank you for the lovely Maeve for donating the bucks and coins to run her yearly St. Bridget's Day tournament once again. And, yeah, we're still in round one of that one, so. There we go. All right. Let's see. Anything else I need to check on? Well, we already mentioned the Lottery Contender Tournament. And Arsehole. Let's take a look at Arsehole. It's probably still a ways away. Yeah, it's still in round three. Moving on to the quarterfinals. Prince, Dr. Kent, Simply the Best, Paragon of Greatness, The Undertaker, Uber Vegan TPO, and the Teflon Sheik. We're waiting on Blake Bradley versus Wolfie to complete that bracket to see who will face the men's champion. All right. Oh, and apparently those two tournaments that Judgment mentioned are over. The Hatfield and McCoy. Let's take a look here. I'm hearing. All right. The McCoy Division tournament is over. It was won by The Undertaker. And then the Hatfield Division tournament was won by the Paragon of Greatness. So Paragon of Greatness will take on Marquis de Sade, who is right now the Hatfield McCoy champion. Interesting enough, we'll have to get back with the judge and see how he wants to work that. Does Marquis de Sade face Paragon see if he does face him, or
he's got to beat the shit out of himself.
He got to beat the shit out of himself. That wouldn't be too hard. All right. All right. All right. So, let's see. All right. So, we've been talking a lot about Penelope Washington, El Vacant. And,
apparently, yeah.
For the first time, we get to hear the voice of Penelope Washington here on RAWF Radio. Let's take a listen. She's got quite a bit to say.
Folks, I thought it is probably time for me to make an appearance and introduce myself to the radio masses. My name is Penelope Washington, and I am your next RAWF World Champion. Don't get me wrong, Dez will be a tough fight, but let's be real. 99% of the crowd will be cheering on old Cinderella here. And I shall ride that wave of support all the way to the ball. And when I get there, I have a proposition for one lady. Kayla the governess, you like to throw out challenges for titles you didn't try to earn a shot at. It's clear you will never get there on your own, so I will be charitable. When I am world champion, I will lower the bar and accept a challenge from you for my gold. All you need to do is finish in the top 10. I know that's considerably higher than you've ever finished, but Miss Washington finished second in her first full ranking period, so what's your excuse? Ciao for now.
Well, now, interesting. She certainly does not lack of confidence there, El Vacant, does Penelope Washington, already planning a title defense before she's even won the championship, or at least...
After listening to that, I think I have to stop calling Griffith Mr. Ego Man, because I think someone just took that title.
So, but here's the thing. So we'll talk about Penelope. We'll get back to Penelope in just a moment. Kayla has been throwing out challenges. She threw a challenge out to May for the Estrogen Championship, which was turned down. Threw out a challenge for the FUBAR City to AF James, and it was turned down. And so she's, you know, even though she won the Superstars Championship from Vex, she's still, you know, looking for that signature win here in RAWF. And now she's been handed an opportunity that – two things have to happen. First, Penelope Washington has to beat Deez for the World Heavyweight Championship. 50-50 that happens, correct? Would you say?
Sure.
All right. So she's banking on that, and she has to stay in the top 10 right now. As you read, she currently is, but only by the skin of her chinny-chin-chin at number 10. Meaning she's going to have a very strong finish to this rankings period to have an opportunity at that world championship. So my question to you is, does Kayla the Governess have what it takes to rise to the occasion, if you will?
By the standards that were just set, yes.
Okay.
I mean, all she's got to do is do basically what she's been doing. Right? She needs to maintain. She just can't drop. So as long as she maintains, all that has to happen at that point is Penelope needs to back up, well, the whole lot of bullshit she just threw. So if she can back that up, you know, look, and I'll tell you, I think that's a mistake on Penelope's part, because she's going to turn around if she manages to beat these, which is an if, right? And regardless of how she feels about it, it's an if. If she manages to beat these, she's going to turn around and do a title shot, 2 weeks after she gets it? She's not going to be 100%. No, I don't care how. Even if she beats these, she's not going to be at 100% after that fight. It doesn't make any sense to then risk it against someone that she clearly doesn't respect. You know, that's a problem. Like, that is a recipe for disaster.
But at the same time, quite ballsy. I have to give her that.
I will grant that all day long.
But we're a long way from that happening at this point. As I said, she's got to beat Deez for the World Heavyweight Championship at Love Hurts before that's even an option. And how ballsy is it? Even more ballsy, because she beats Deez. That means she can go into Immortal in the main event of Immortal as the World Heavyweight Champion, something, you know, a lot of people dream of doing and never get close to. Yet she'd be willing to put that on the line against Kayla the Governess. Can you imagine Penelope Washington and Kayla the Governess, World Heavyweight Champion, going into Immortal?
Look, and she had no one to blame but herself.
All right. Well, all of that is well and good, but we won't know more about that until at least next week.
I'll leave it at this. Ballsy and stupid is still stupid.
All right. Well, mentioned earlier that Teflon Sheik and Luke Cage were going to battle it out at Love Hurts. I have a message from the one and only Teflon Sheik regarding this situation. Let's take a listen. It's all right. Come on. We got to listen to it.
No, first we got to listen to that.
Ladies and infidels, it hasn't exactly been a banner year for the Butcher of Basra. I mean, yes, the Sheik has a match for the RAWF multimedia title at the pay-per-view next week, and yes, Sheik and Blake are undefeated en route to a tag title match at the same event. But you know, all is not exactly well in my world, is it? The Sheik lost big time in that dreaded and insipid taco truck match with Shaker, something that ended up causing me second-degree burns all over my back. I'm of a mind to sue El Vacant for bringing those fire traps around every week. And who was there providing distraction amidst the fire? Hobo Ezekiel. The following week, world title match with Deez, and finally a chance for the Sheik to right a wrong from last fall, when the belt was stolen from my possession. And who was there providing distraction amidst my soon-to-be win that was effectively canceled? Hobo Ezekiel. This piece of trash wakes up just to get in the Sheik's business. Well, rest assured, infidel, your time will come. But right now, the Sheik needs to apparently turn his attention toward an older story. Luke Cage, the power player. Luke, you've seen my comments. You've no doubt heard my challenge. It's time for the Sheik to do something that should have been done a dog's age ago, and that is to wipe Luke Cage right off the map. Your very existence in this industry is an affront to me. You wish you were me. You wish you had my skill, my prowess, my money. And you're nowhere near any of those things anymore, you low forehead heathen. And at Love Hurts, the Sheik is going to play you out, playa, right to the hospital. It's your turn to get into a body cast, and the Sheik isn't paying your health care bills anymore. Bow to me, dog.
Hello.
Well, now, that was the Teflon Sheik. Seems a bit upset with not just Luke Cage, but Hobo Ezekiel as well. But then, you know, he said it hasn't been a banner year. I kind of disagree. I mean, it was really just earlier this year he won the World Heavyweight Championship for the first time. That certainly was an achievement, but, you know, it is what it is, I suppose. What are your thoughts on what we just heard from the Teflon Sheik?
I mean, as usual, he's got an interesting, he has an interesting version of how things go down. I'm amused that he took a beat out of his strange diatribe to try and counter the lawsuit that's on his way for the destruction of my truck that he has yet to pay for. You know, I love the whole, you know, he's going to try and sue me because he got burned, you know, in the truck I told him not to have a fight in. But okay. Look, God, I hate this guy. My take it, I hate this guy. May the fleas of 1,000 camels take roost in his pubic hair.
Yeah. Wow. That's a little graphic that I didn't need to think about. All right. So
actually, funny enough, he probably shaves all his pubic hair. He's nowhere near machismo enough to keep that stuff.
All right. Well, I think we will start the night off with a man who has two matches scheduled for Love Hurts. Actually three, most likely three, and all of them, of course, involving titles. Let's bring in the immortal one himself. He is the immortal Griffith, reigning Supreme Fighter, Triple Crown, and one half the tag team titles. Could add a fourth at Love Hurts in the Powerball Championship. Griffith, good evening.
Good evening, sir. Good evening. I got to stop just for a minute before we get off on this stuff. I just got to comment on, like, you know, first of all, I'm not so sure that I'm okay with Bacon over here saying that he's going to strip me of my, you know, my title and hand it to Penelope. I earned that title over years and years of good, proper radio work. You can't just strip me of that. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. Are you arguing to keep the title Mr. Ego Man? I mean, yes, I earned that shit. Like, Penelope talked a good game there. I'll give her that. Look, you know, and as a, you know, I mean, she needs to work on her mic work a little bit. She seemed a little robotic, but, you know, it's good. I'd like to see that kind of fire in a newcomer. Like, she just came in and she just laid it on the table. She just played a game of Zip Thud with these. Like, how do you not love that? Did he just say Zip Thud?
He did. He most certainly did. Don't ask me why.
Is that not what she just did?
I mean, at any rate, Griffith, goody. First of all, congratulations on winning the extra points tournament. Now, I don't have an official number of how many times you've won it. I know you won it two times last year, two times the year before that. And I did, and to be honest with you, these last 2 years were the only two that I kept official records of the Extra Points Tournament. But I do know you've won it 4 times in the last 2 years. I think maybe if you haven't won it more times, you're at least tied or around the same amount as Mithras is. But at any rate, congratulations. Anything you have to say about that?
I've been known to win things. I've been known to win things. What do you want to say? Like, no, like,
all right.
How to sum up? It's one of the few tournaments that I fairly consistently take seriously. Even when I'm not particularly shooting for a title or I'm not doing anything, I like to keep my hand in that because it lets me kind of feel like where I'm at. Because it's one of those things where it's not a title match, but everyone kind of treats it like it is. Because, you know, it can be the change of getting a title shot and not getting a title shot at the next pay-per-view. So everyone takes those matches seriously. So I always go in, I take them seriously, and I'm always trying to win that tournament no matter what other things I have going on. That being said, I believe you're correct. I've won it a bunch of times. I have to go back through the records. I have a record of it somewhere. I believe you're correct that I've won it more times than anyone else. But there are some people who have won it a bunch of times. So, I mean, I'd be curious. Who did you get one of the interns with the tapes?
We might have to look into that, but congratulations once again. So we do know, however, that you will be defending the Triple Crown Championship against Davila and Hotshot Chaz. How do you rate them as opponents for that particular title, and how do you see this match playing out for you at Love Hurts?
Well, you know, I kind of said it last time. I wasn't really gunning to get the title until I found out who had it. I kind of did what I wanted to do, which was take it away from who had it. So, you know, look, I'm going to go in. I'm going to fight. But I don't really have a burning desire to keep hold of this title. In fact, I mean, on one hand, like, I got to pay attention to where I am in the rankings and make a decision that day. Because if I'm high enough in the rankings, it might make sense to, you know, let those two fight it out and see who takes the title so I get a shot at something I might want a little more at Immortal.
Hmm.
He says, looking at, you know, the heart and soul.
Interesting. That would certainly be an interesting match if you were able to pull that off. All right, let's talk about the Powerball Championship then, winning that fatal four-way between the four people that picked the lucky lottery numbers that Razor put out. You defeated Vex, Judgment, and the Cougar. So talk to me about facing Kane the Governor for the Powerball Championship, a title you haven't held for about 5 years.
Yeah, I've only ever had that one once, I believe. I don't actually enter the Powerball very often. I entered this one because of the odd nature of it, and I thought it was interesting. I also thought it was interesting of who picked their numbers. I thought that was pretty amusing for the tournament I was in. I think I'd like to hold that again. I haven't held that belt in a long time. I think Kane's a good opponent. He's strong. Not the best mic worker in the world, but, you know, he knows his way around a ring. And I think it's going to be a good fight, but I think at the end of the day, he's going to fall short.
All right. And, of course, that title comes with also a bunch of coins, a quarter of a million coins once you win the championship.
Sure, yeah.
And so not that I'm sure you're hurting for coins at this point. But
certainly I'm not.
But, you know, it is what it is there. So, all in all, if things go your way, you could walk out of Love Hurts with 4 RAWF championships, kind of getting back in the – going to have to get that bandolier back out.
Yeah, right. Hmm. funny. Yeah. So, I was kind of watching what was going on in the green room, and I sort of missed it. When they talked about the tag numbers, who did they say was in first?
To be honest with you, I was a bit distracted when that report came out.
Well, I can understand that.
I think it was Sheik and Blake. I kind of hope it is.
I really want to just shut his mouth one more time, because it will mean once again the Teflon Sheik has to step into a ring with me in a pay-per-view, and we all know how that goes for him. And I take such great inner glee from taking his Midland dreams and just sowing the earth with them. Does that make me bad? Does that make me a bad person? It's only him. I don't do this to anyone. It's just him.
I mean, no, I don't make you a bad person, but I can understand it. I think a lot of people feel the same way about the Teflon Sheik, no doubt about
it. And I kind of feel bad for Blake, because I like his attitude. I like how he holds himself. I think he's a really good guy. He's just hitched his wagon to the wrong horse, as they used to say. And unfortunately, I'm sorry, Blake. I'm really sorry about what I'm going to do to your tag partner.
Yeah, it seems to be a growing trend. People having more respect for Blake Evan Bradley than they do the Teflon Sheik. So, certainly. And Blake right now is...
People have more respect for, I don't know, pond scum than they do for Sheik.
I mean, you're not wrong. All right. Well, with that being said, Griff, anything else you want to add to... what we've been talking about leading up to Love Hurts?
Nope, sir. I got nothing.
All right. Thank you, sir, very much. The Immortal Griffith, everybody, could potentially walk out of Love Hurts with 4 RAWF championships. Not a record for him. Or a record overall, but still kind of getting back into the flow of things. It would be the first time in a while that he'd held that many titles at one time, if it happens. All right, let's see here. Oh, by the way, Griff, I have been informed that you will be defending the Supreme Fighter Championship at Love Hurts as well.
Oh, really? Where from?
We don't know yet. But it will be over, should be over by the time Love Hurts gets there, is what I'm told. So you will actually participate in 4 matches at Love Hurts.
Yeah.
So,
oh, good. Been a while since I've done that.
Yeah, it has been quite a while. So, at any rate, Griff, good luck. Oh, yeah, that's a good question. Let's see what Randy did, because Randy already, I don't have to spin a wheel. Randy's already got the list here for me. Tomorrow your opponent on Superstars will be Big F and Hitman.
Sorry, Big.
All right. So, at any rate, that was the Immortal Griffith, ladies and gentlemen. He could once again add to his accolades at Love Hurts if everything falls just right. Next up, let's bring in man who hasn't really has been fairly quiet as of late, but let's see if he's got anything to say about Love Hurts. He always likes to have a big match at Love Hurts. Let's see what he's on his mind.
It has to start sometime. What better place than here? What better time than now?
gentlemen, he is Aaron McFadden now joining us here on After Hours. Good evening, Aaron.
Good evening, Roy Amadeus. It's been a while, 4 weeks.
Yeah, it's been a minute, no doubt about it. Aaron, how you feeling? What you been up to, and what's on your mind?
I've been pretty busy, like, dealing outside of the game stuff. So haven't been really focusing on the restaurant stuff level due to things out of my control. But now I'm starting to get back in the swing of things. January was a tough month.
All right, and it'd be a good time now to get back into swing of things, Aaron, as we've got Immortal coming up here in just a couple of months. Love Hurts comes up, of course, next Sunday. So what are your plans? What are you targeting? What are you looking to do before Immortal comes?
You mentioned Love Hurts. And I don't have them unless Ray decides to throw me a match against a random person. I don't have a match, but of course.
Wait a minute. Actually, Aaron, I want to ask you something. Sophia McFadden is your wife, correct? Current wife, former wife? Who is she?
She's my wife.
She's your wife. You don't sound too excited about admitting to that. Are you two getting along? Are you two having issues? What's going on between you and Sophia?
There's no issues. We're happy together.
I sense a butt.
Is there a butt there?
Is there a butt?
No, she has a butt, I think.
Did you see Paragon's new butt? My God.
Anyway, Aaron, since the pay-per-view is aptly named Love Hurts, maybe, just maybe, you should take on your wife at Love Hurts.
I did that like 2 years ago, and I wiped her out of the ring. So I don't want to do that again.
You don't want to do that again? Okay. Well, I was just throwing it out there as a suggestion. You have any other ideas?
I mean, I don't want to embarrass her that much. She's my embarrassing your wife, or isn't a good issue for other things. If you catch my drift.
Well, I mean, yeah, you probably wouldn't get any sex for quite a while if you did that. So I suppose I understand.
Get out of the ring, get wiped out of the bed.
Yeah, pretty much. Well, any other thoughts, Aaron, on what you could do at Love Hurts and who you want to face?
You know me, and I have running ideas to my head, and this has been my first choice. Challenged me and wanted a rematch, but he's got involvement in a different direction. So another RAW first, a Hit the Ice match.
I'm sorry, what now?
A Hit the Ice match? Is that what I just heard?
Yeah.
A Hit the Ice? Okay. So what's
this? You're saying Hit the Ice match?
Hit the Ice match.
Oh, Hit the Ice. I got it. I'm there. Okay, cool. I was really worrying what the hell a hippie match was. Like,
all right. So
we're in Canada, and hockey's big time.
Mm-hmm. This is true.
So the match I'm throwing out is, the rules are simple. If you successfully defense, you get a goal. If you block, it's not a goal. It's a save. And the most goals at the end of the match wins the match.
Interesting.
And I'm feeling bold. So, provided the person doesn't have a match or isn't involved in a title match, let's see who Randy gives me. Because I'm feeling cold and I'm feeling bold. So let's see who Randy draws for me at Love Hurts right now.
Okay, who are you calling out? Just you're asking yourself if anyone wants to take a shot at this. Is
I'm
it
asking
what I'm
who, at? Randy. Let's
oh, you want Randy?
Randy scores at Maple Love Hurts in the smash.
You want Randy to choose your opponent for this hit the ice match? Is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Well, let's see what we can come up with here. And I tell you what. Randy's not answering me right now, but I will let you know as soon as I can who your opponent will be at Love Hurts, okay? But hit the
That's
ice
fine.
Match. Yeah. We'll go with that. Yep, because technically I could choose somebody, but that person has to, for a match like that, the person has to accept. So I can't actually just throw a name at you because that person may want nothing to do with it. You understand?
I understand.
All right.
But I guess I'm going to call my shot. And is this, it seems like the trainer here is to call your shot about.
Yeah, I like the concept. And your best bet is to make a scene and see who would be interested. And then Randy can choose from those people on who, you know, anyone who goes in there and says they want to face you. Then if you want Randy to choose, then he can take whoever shows up in the scene and says, I'm in.
But that's been done. That's been, I don't want to step on anybody's shoes like Judgment did for the Kenny Kane of the pole match. So I wanted to do something different. You can't. A little originality.
I understand. I tell you what. Well, I will send it off to Randy. Randy will pick somebody, and then I'll let you know who that person is. All right? Next week, if you're around. How's that sound?
I'll be around.
All right. Sounds good. So, ice cold Aaron McFadden challenging someone to a hit the ice match. Oh, and yes, please send me those stips in a message so that I can see them on paper and copy them down, all right?
Sure will do, Lord Avendez.
Thank you. That was interesting challenge from Aaron McFadden there, all vacant, for a hit the ice match. A little hockey action going at Love Hurts, if you will. You a big hockey fan there, all vacant?
No, it's a bunch of guys rolling around on ice. Why would I want to do that?
Right. When we know you you don't like ice.
Yeah, well, I mean, I drink, sure.
Yeah. All right, ladies and gentlemen.
A little bit of ice in my nice boat drink while I'm sitting out on the beach back in Cancun. Yeah, that's great. I love that ice.
Next up, let's talk to the reigning estrogen and one half of the tag team champions. She is.
I'm all set to veer away, and I'm all set to go.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the lovely Maeve O'Hare to the program. Good evening, Maeve.
Good evening, Bossman. Good evening, Vacant.
Oh, hi. Your knee's all ready.
You got a funny look on your mask there, Vacant.
No, I'm good. I'm fine. Just real quick, can you just turn around real quick? I just need to check something.
Okay. Do I have something on my trousers?
Well, I mean, no. I mean, some eyeballs, but then no, you're good. No, never mind, we're good. Never mind, here, sit.
So Maeve, yeah, I'm doing good. So, estrogen title will be on the line at Love Hurts. It will either be Penelope Washington or Sabelli challenging you for the title at Love Hurts. What are your thoughts on those two ladies, and who would you prefer to see?
I mean, you're asking for my honest opinion here, right?
Sure.
I'm honestly shocked that Sai made it all the way to the finals without timing out. But, that being said, I did say that I wanted to face someone I hadn't faced for estrogen before, and I ain't faced neither one of them for the estrogen title, so that's exciting. I've been talking up Penelope, but it seems like she don't need no help being talked up no more, so I'll leave that to her from now on. But I think the better match would be Maeve versus Penelope. I mean, obviously, she's the big up-and-comer. A lot of folks have been comparing her to me, which I'm not sure if I'm flattered or insulted there. It's nothing against Penelope. I don't see the similarities that everyone else keeps referring to. I mean, unless they're just saying that all attractive young women in wrestling are the same, which seems a little limited and limiting. But anyway, I think me versus Penelope would be the better match. It would be the more interesting match, especially given that, you know, she's got a lot of other things on her plate. So I think overall, I wouldn't mind facing either of them. I respect them both, but given the choice between the two, I would probably pick Penelope.
And I can understand why you wouldn't see the similarities, but there is a few. But well, that being said,
besides us both being alive and distinguishably female.
Well, you know, hitting the ground running and making a splash on your entrance and things like that. I mean, it happens sometimes. You know, when someone new shows up and does something out of the ordinary, they often get compared to someone else who has done similar. Hell, they did it to Mr. Ego Man when he showed up.
True.
I can't imagine anyone comparing English to anyone else.
Oh, but they did.
I've heard the story. Like, I know it happened. I just can't imagine it.
It did. It happened. And, yeah. But at any rate.
It went wonderfully, I'm sure.
Well, if nothing else, I guarantee that me being compared to Penelope is not going to end the same way.
Well, I would probably not, though.
I mean, I think we said similar things about Eva as well when she was around last year. So,
I never thought I'd say this. It's kind of sad to look up and not see her up there. I never thought that I'd miss her, but I kind of do. There's not enough poetry around here no more.
There once was a man. Never mind.
No. All right. Well, Maeve, with that being said, tag team titles will be on the line at Love Hurts. Do not know against who just as yet, but your partner had some things to say about Blake Bradley and the Teflon Sheik, who are currently in first, and if they win, that. What are your thoughts on facing Blake and Teflon?
I mean, my partner's got opinions on a lot of things, in case you hadn't noticed. I would not be objected to facing Blake and Teflon if it comes down to it. At the risk of sounding like a horrid copycat, I feel basically the same way that English does. I have a lot of respect for Blake, other than his poor choice in Friends. He's done a lot since he's been here. He's been very impressive. And then on the other hand, you have the Teflon Sheik. He's never brought me a milkshake.
You clearly need to be more friendly.
If I get any more friendly with him, he's going to grab me arse again.
Oh, that's a good point. You should point out that he grabbed your ass. He owes you a milkshake.
I will let him know that next time I talk to him. So, on the one hand, you've got Blake, who's very personable, very charming, very talented. And then you have the Teflon Sheik, who's basically the exact opposite of all that. But, English made the point. I hate to agree with him too much because then it just, boosts his ego, and he certainly don't need that. But it would be awfully fun to face off against Sheik at a pay-per-view and watch the exact same thing happen that always happens when he gets in a ring with English in a pay-per-view. So, I'm not going to sit here and say I'm rooting for him, but I'm certainly not going to cry if they stay at number one. And at least this way, since we're not picking our own opponents, I'm not going to have people slagging off on our choices. Because I'd love to see someone try and tell Unstoppabot that the number one team didn't earn it. I would pay money to watch that.
All right. Well, Maeve, thank you for your time and appreciate you. You can go back out in the green room. And I think we need to – anyone see Paragon out there? I want to bring him back in here. Paragon? You see him, Mel Vacant?
Not at the moment.
Okay. Well, we'll talk for a couple seconds.
I'm sorry.
Oh, Paragon, are you back? Goodness, are you all right?
I apologize for the delay.
Your mask is a little wonky, okay? Did we catch you in the men's room?
I think it's a little loose now.
It's fine. Oh.
All right. Well, Paragon, good to see you again. I am concerned about this weight loss that you've suddenly come up with, but maybe a good thing, I suppose, for your heart.
That's a hell of a thing.
But, I mean, yeah, although seems to have been all from the – never mind. So, Paragon taking on AF James at Love Hurts for the FUBAR City Championship, your first opportunity to win the FUBAR City Championship that I can remember. What are your thoughts on facing AF James?
Well, as you said, of course, this is my first opportunity to go after the FUBAR City title. And like any other title in RAWF, it's important. But what's more important is the fact that I'm getting to face off against a competitor at the level of AF James. He has been nothing but impressive since he first came into RAWF. And honestly, it's an honor just to be in a match with him. Obviously, FUBAR City is not what To the Paragon of Greatness is particularly known for, but I would like to think that proved myself a little bit. And I'm just looking forward to giving the fans something that they can take home, something they can remember. It's an exciting time here. I always love being at Love Hurts.
Wow. Paragon, not only have you lost weight, you've ran out of words quicker than normal.
I mean, yeah, I'm trying to give the people what they want. I know this is going to come to you as a shock, LA, but I've noticed there are some people in the chat who think that I talk a little bit too much, and I'm just trying to respect their time. I am here to make this a great experience for everyone in RAWF, the fans and my coworkers alike. And if they want to hear a little bit less from the Paragon of Greatness, who am I to argue?
Wow. Any questions for Paragon, Ovegan?
No, I'm good.
All right. Well, Paragon, thank you for joining us tonight.
Do me a favor. Could you turn around? Just turn around.
Is this a new bit?
Yes.
I noticed that you asked my friend Dave to do this,
too.
It's
a new
too.
Bit. Just here. Put your left leg in. Put your left leg in. Yeah, turn around.
I mean, I'm always excited to see innovation here in RAWF. That is why this is the top company in our sport. So, you know what? I, for one, welcome Vacant's new Everybody Turn Around segment of the show.
Yeah, I don't... I swear I've seen it before.
All right, thank you, Paragon.
No, never
mind. Yeah, thank you for your time, Paragon. That was the Paragon of Greatness. He challenges AF James for the FUBAR C Championship at Love Hurts. Let's now bring on the chairman of RAWF. He is running a little late, but he is here. Please welcome our Powerball GM. He is. Ladies and gentlemen, the Razor is here. Good evening, Razor.
Good evening, L.A. Good evening, L. Vacan.
Hi.
All right, so we've kind of touched on what all has happened with the Powerball. We know some things, but we will get the official report, if you will, from the GM. So why don't you give us a rundown of everything that's happened with the Powerball championship over the last few weeks.
All right, sir. So we had the first tournament, and the man that won that and took the Powerball title was Kane the Governor. And then I passed out lottery tickets to see who would be eligible for a second tournament. And the people that came up with the winning tickets were Cougar, Griffith, Vex, and Judgment. So I started that tournament, and the eventual winner of that tournament was Griffith. So we will have a title match at Love Hurts, Griffith versus Kane the Governor.
All right. Yeah, it was a bit of a busy period for you. Razor, but I think the decisions you made and the way you handled everything was superb, and appreciate you doing that. And when do you think the next season of Powerball? Well, of course, you've got the rest of the week. You don't have to worry about that. But any ideas on when you'll be starting the next season of Powerball?
Probably right around the pay-per-view.
All right. Sounds good. Sounds good. Would you like to know who you're fighting tomorrow?
Sure, why not?
All right. You will be taking on Sadat. All right. That is your opponent tomorrow. And I forgot to tell Maeve who she was facing. Maeve will be taking on Hotshot Chaz. Paragon, I forgot to tell him. He'll be taking on Calvin Clark. So... those are so far the matchups for tomorrow. All right, Razor, anything else to add?
No, that's all I got, sir.
All right, thank you, Razor. Next up, I'd like to bring back the First Lady of Anarchy, if she is here. Cougar? Cougar?
Has Paragon grown a pair of chesticles?
It's the weight loss.
I don't know what that was all about. I'm gonna have to see if he's seen the doctor over the past week. But anyway, so Cougs, you laid out
yeah.
a challenge. Well, first of all, let's talk about this new member to Anarchy that you – are you going to give us any clues on who will be teaming with you against Revenge Gibson and Conk in this tag team challenge match at Love Hurts?
It is someone you won't expect.
Me?
Oh, I would tag with you.
I mean, I'd be pretty surprised.
Yeah, but it's not you.
Oh, okay.
So this is all to get this person inducted, you know, introduced, get used to working with other Anarchy is this tag team match. Why Revy Gibson and Conk? That seems like a very interesting pair. I don't know that they're regular tag partners or not, but why those two?
One, as I was watching all the little vignettes and promos and all that this past few months, they seem to be quite active around the same time, popping in and out to the different ones right after each other. So it was like they were quite friendly, in my opinion. And like you said, they have not tagged together here in RAWF, nor have I and my new family member. So I thought that kind of put us on equal ground.
Yeah, I can see that. All right, well, with that being said, you say it's somebody we would never expect.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That could be a lot of people, to be honest with you. So you're doing a good job of keeping that secret, no doubt about it.
Is Claymore coming back?
Who?
Claymore.
Bite your tongue.
Well, I mean, you said it. I never expected, right? That's pretty far-fetched, right?
I mean, I know who. I think I got a couple of names that I could think would probably be the most incredible additions if you were to add them. When I say incredible, I mean unexpected. But I won't say them because I don't want to give anyone any ideas or whatnot. But all right, so Cougs is going to keep that secret. Until love hurts, it sounds like. But so I want quickly to get your take on the NC versus Judgment three stages of the hell match. I mean, you're going to – obviously you're going to stand by your husband, but how do you feel about potentially losing Judgment?
I won't.
You won't.
I won't.
You won't.
So you think he's going to win?
I will figure something out. Oh, no. But I will figure something out. I cannot have somebody that tried to burn down my compound and whatnot where I can't keep an eye on them.
Okay. It makes sense. All right. Well, Cougs, good luck to you and whoever you're teaming with at Love Hurts. Tomorrow on Superstars, you will face, let's see here. Why do I always have trouble finding somebody during the tournament? Oh, the Hawkster Bully. Shut up. The Hawkster Bully is your opponent.
All right, then.
All right.
I'm concerned.
Uh-oh.
You're going to have Paragon see the doctor about his rapid weight loss, right?
Yeah.
I think we need to get Christopher into... see somebody. I mean, he's out there begging everybody to take his hand. That's kind of scary, and I think he needs to talk to somebody about that.
I have already tried to have several people evaluate Chris Cage's psyche over the years, and they all
most
end up getting
aptly named man.
Yeah,
why don't you hold his hand?
No.
You didn't even hesitate. He needs a friend.
Look, I'm happy to be his friend at range.
Why don't you take his hand, Cougs?
I'm busy bringing new family members in. But I'll tell you what. Once I get my new family member situated, I'll talk with Christopher. How's that?
All right. Sounds good. Thank you, Cougs. That was the First Lady of Anarchy, the Cougar. She teams with a mystery partner against Revenge Gibson and Conk at Love Hurts in a tag team challenge match. Next up, it's time to talk to our champion's choice champion. She is... Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Vex to the program. Good evening, Vex.
Good evening, LA. How are you?
I'm wonderful. And so you have chosen your opponent at Love Hurts, and it is Powerbomb McGee who will challenge you for the Champions Choice Championship. And you have not yet given thoughts to what steps yet? Do we get to hear those tonight, or are those to be announced?
They are to be announced. There's a meeting of the minds. I'm giving Powerbomb a little bit more input into what I pick than most people. Partially because he stepped up, partially because he actually put together an entire statement compared to so many others. There's so many that they just go and they go, pick me. And they go, ooh, I'm here. And then there's the one guy that just kind of ran through the arena and goes, I'm in. And that was weird.
There's always at least one.
Somebody might
want to
check
there?
On Ted Buster because
always at least one.
It was weird.
But, I mean, to be honest, though, it was a very spirited scene this time, the call to arms, if you will. We got some very spirited discussion, and that's what we're calling it, the likes of Conk, and there were others as well, Bruce the Shark, Bruce, I had to tell, you know, you actually have to be active in RAWF for a period of time before you, but at any rate, but
active at all,
but, at any rate, very spirited scene. So you did stir some stuff up as you want to do, but, Powerbomb McGee was the choice. And you've known Powerbomb for a long time. He's been a WU stalwart for years and years. So it should be a good matchup.
Yeah.
I'm interested to see what the two of you do at Love Hurts. Should be a good matchup. Anything to say to old Powerbomb? Because you know he's probably listening.
Oh, you know, there's a lot to say. And there's a lot of history, and he knows the history, and I think I've gone over it here, actually, before. You know, there's not a lot there. There's more to come, I guess you could say. It's been a very long winter. Having this tour in Canada, you know, it reminds you of things that you need to do because you're inside anyway, you're snowed in, and then the the bus comes and picks you up and takes you to the next city, and you have to think about it then, too. Why are we in Canada in winter again, L.A.?
It's 47 degrees out. It's nice out. It's balmy out here in Vancouver. What's...
I mean, compared to lately, yeah.
There's just a lot of snow, and the lows are low, but you know it is what it is. I'm looking forward to a good match with Powerbomb, and who else I'm going to face, I don't know. Hopefully it's not somebody that will look at what I say and take it a completely different way, because that seems to still be the theme of things. It's really weird, and it's actually funny because I opened my CoStar today, and the very first phrase is, "You're not responsible for someone else's version of you." And I'm not. But I'm responsible for my own version of myself. And what I'm putting out there is pretty good. And if they can accept that, and if they can't get over their egos at not being in Powerbomb's position, it's not likely they're going to get a chance to be there. They're just going to have to tilt the windmills and enjoy their day, because I don't have pockets for all this salt.
Well, Vex, Randy has you scheduled to go up against Wooga Booga tomorrow here in Vancouver. A fun opponent for you, I think. Talk to me about facing Wooga.
Wooga is quiet against me. I have seen him talk to other people. He doesn't talk to me.
He doesn't talk.
I don't know if he's...
Yeah, he's been fairly quiet.
Yeah, doesn't give me a lot to run on. You know, it's kind of like Basin Griffith. You're probably not going to get a whole lot of words out of him, but when he hits the locker room, there might be something there. You never know. So maybe I'll have to sing him a song tomorrow. You got the lyrics for Amadeus Style handy?
I always have them handy. I always have them. Well, actually, I got them memorized. I'll have to recite them to you. But at any rate,
you are invited to the match tomorrow to help bring some Amadeus Style to Wooga Booga. Maybe we'll get something out of him.
Maybe. We might. It's possible. All right. So, Vexy, any final thoughts about any of the thing we've been talking about?
Oh, there's lots of thoughts out there.
Oh,
but
I know there is, Vex.
For tonight...
Especially... Yeah. Trust me.
I've been good. I've been behaving. I have been an angel the last several weeks. And it's only today that I started speaking again, and people didn't appreciate it.
All right. So, but just so you know, I know there was a person out there that had an issue with this, and I'm just going to let you know. They asked me about this, and this is the statement I gave out, and this goes for everybody that's listening. Having someone blocked in WU for whatever reason is that person's right. Punishing someone for that in any way is unfair, as far as my opinion goes, in RAWF. I have always said that if there is a rankings match between two people who have each other blocked, or one has the other blocked, whichever it is, they should make a scene like you did, to make up for the loss of points. And that is the RAWF policy. I do not ask people to unblock people when they clearly have their reasons for blocking them. And that's just the way it is. Even if I felt differently, there really is no way to police that. You can't ask people to unblock people they don't want to talk to or have any contact with. So that is the RAWF policy. If you want to make up for points because your opponent has you blocked, then make a scene and do your trash talk in that scene. That's how it works.
And don't send your friends in to harass the other person, because I've seen that happen, and it is so cringy. So,
yeah.
So cringy.
So that is the official RAWF policy on people having people blocked in our company. We you know, unless you're a GM, then we kind of like, well, can you unblock this person so they see your messages when you send out GM messages? But even then, we don't, you know, enforce it and make them force
it. It's a polite request. The answer no is acceptable.
Yes, exactly.
No,
it's
a complete sentence. Good job, Peter.
All right, Vex, thank you for your time, and you have a good evening.
Yeah, you have a great week, L.A. I'll try not to bring you any more headaches.
No, you didn't bring me any headaches, Vex. Trust me, it wasn't you. All right, at any rate, next up, I'm going to bring back Mr. RAWF if he's listening. Judge, are you there? Judge. Yoo-hoo. Judge, unmute. Click the button. All right. Apparently, we will not be rejoined by Judgment.
No Judgment.
But he does have a huge match at Lovers. There you go. Judge,
Skype,
you there?
Skype is unmuted. I tell you what, if it ain't Skype, it's the damn headset. If it ain't the headset, it's the damn Skype. I'm just about sick and tired of Skype and headset. My muting and unmuting and...
There's a word you should look up. It's called PEBCAC.
I am so aggravated with this muting thing.
All right, so who do you have in the closet now? Because you brought somebody in,
Dan,
put him in the closet.
Dan is in the closet.
Now, NC did make a...
Dan
Don. NC did say that this person has a history with him, so what exactly... Who is this Dan person?
Have you noticed NC has been not doing too well? Have you noticed he's unable to concentrate on his matches since I brought this guy in? Have you noticed how nervous he is walking around?
I've noticed a difference. I won't say, you know, I can't say that I haven't. But so, I mean, it's a good plan. You seem to have gotten into his head a little bit. And, you know, you're fighting for
your
place.
I'm all in his head.
You're fighting for your place in Anarchy in this Three Stages of Hell match. And, of course, you got the Abandoned Church match and others. And, you know, so talk to me. If Nightcrawler is here, what would you have to say to him?
I would just have to say, Nightcrawler, this is game, set, match. This is my surprise. And, you know, he's also going to be the special guest referee for the match, too, which is going to give him some extracurricular activity.
Who is this guy? I mean, he's just standing there staring at me right now. Blankly. Who is this guy?
He's his abusive stepfather. He may have abused him. I don't really know what he's done, but... Whatever he done, he really messed NC up. And it was worth me finding out and I'm bringing this guy back, getting this guy out of the psychiatric hospital and bringing him here. And I know what he wants. I know what he wants. And it's in the closet on the third drawer. It's on the third shelf in the closet. If you want to go in there and grab it, please. This is his new friend, the face in the jar. Remember the face in the jar?
I remember the face in the jar, yes.
Who can forget the face
in
the jar?
Well, here it is again. Here it is right here. It's right here. And watch it. Look how he takes a hold of it. He just holds it like his little baby, like his little teddy bear. So you see, when you said you wouldn't know what I was up to doing, number one, that was none of your business what I was doing. You should have let me do what I was going to do, and I would never have even brought this up. But since you brought it up, you wanted to know all what I'm doing. Yeah, love hurts. You're going to find out. It's really going to hurt. And then whenever you're packing your little bags and you're leaving Anarchy, it's going to be so much fun.
All right. Well, with that being said, Judgment, good luck to you at Love Hurts. This one's going to be a tough one, I think. It's going to get bloody. It's going to get brutal. And, you know, your spot in Anarchy's on the line. I don't know why, but it is. And good luck to you there.
I want to address something that I heard earlier when I was sitting back in the locker room earlier. McFadden guy.
Ice Cold, Eric McFadden, Stranglehearts
offspring. Or let's just call it what it is, Stranglehearts offspring. Where did I was stepping on anyone's toes at about the candy cane on a pole match? I didn't understand what he meant by that, because that's one of the original matches of my creation.
I don't know where he got off that I was stepping on toes. He wasn't calling the candy cane on a pole match unoriginal. What he was saying was that because I was suggesting how he goes about choosing the opponent, and he didn't like the way what I said because you'd done it before. He wanted to do something different as far as choosing an opponent. It had nothing to do with the match itself.
Right. He's saying he doesn't want to copy you. He wants to do his own thing.
Yes, he doesn't want to copy.
Okay, well, you know what, man, I'll tell you what I do. I'm going to help you. I'm going to take it upon myself to help you, God knows why. I'm going to give you a creative way next to get someone to for you to pick who you face at Love Hurts.
Well,
this would be an original way for you to do it.
You might want to run it by him first and see if he agrees with it, but
has to do it. I can't do it. I'm not going to paste it. I'm not going to post it. He'll have to post it. I'll just give him the idea. I'm just going to give him the idea. I'm just going to give him one of my mind-blowing, 100% guarantee, unfailed paths to gloriness.
Okay. All right, Judge. Well,
okay, I'm going to go. I'm leaving the guys here with the face in the jar. I'm going to leave them here with you guys.
Oh,
I'm going to be back in about 20 minutes.
Why?
Look, they like you. Look, El Bacon. Look,
what did we do?
He's going over sitting on your
take
name.
Him, you
your
take
chair,
him. Take him with you. And the face.
I can't take him with me where I'm going. So they have to stay here. Be back. Thank you.
Okay. Turn around, dude. I don't want to look at you. Just face the wall and the face.
We're continuing the turnaround game. Turn around.
Oh, good Lord. Well, this has been a crazy, crazy evening, El Vacant, to say the least, surely enough. But we are at our end. This is all we've got, I think, for the evening. We're going to call it a night.
Said I am not alive. I survive. I'm the dance in the hour class of time. I'm the chalk line, outline. Everything is mine. From the bridge to the earth to the shadows fall behind. I'm the stars in the sky and I shine so bright. I'm eternal. I'm the reason that the day turns night. I'm the water and the sun. I'm the bullet in your gun. I'm the finger on the trigger and I'm about to blast one. I ain't never give a shit. All the bitches better recognize the damn motherfucker on the block. And I'm baptizing blood of the fallen. Keep it G. Go ahead, Yosemite Sam. Fuck around, beat it that hologram. Big dog way off the counter. Don't bother with the cake. Can't keep me like the way I need my face. Going 6 feet deep where the dead man sleeps. With no rat that creep in my flesh for weeks. And the maggot still sleeps by the open
wound. Now this is the paragon of greatness that we... Paragon?
I made it. I'm here.
Paragon.
What time?
What happened? Wait a minute. So, first of all, who was that we've been talking to all week? And second of all, Paragon, where the hell have you been?
6.5 hours. 6.5 hours out of my way, Amadeus. I received an email this morning from Guinness Book of World Records saying that they wanted me to receive an award for most pickles consumed in their New York City offices. I thought this is a perfect opportunity to advertise RAWF Love Hurts. I show up at the building. They've never heard of Paragon of Greatness. I don't know what the hell's going on. Well, I
well,
have
a
pretty
minute,
good idea of what the hell's going on. But
hold on. El Vacant. El Vacant. Mm-hmm. How do we know that this is a real Paragon of Greatness?
No, turn around.
What in the... what?
Turn around, turn around. Turn around.
What the... okay.
No, that's
yep,
Paragon.
That's him. That's
yeah,
him.
That's
him.
What the... what in the hell is going on? Okay, you
because
know, I think I have a pretty good idea. I think I know what's going on, but... I'm looking at the clock. I don't think I have time to explain it. Maybe next week we're going to have to talk about this. But Guinness seems awfully Irish to me is all I'm saying.
I
mean, I thought they looked familiar.
Okay. Well, Paragon, we're going to have to sort all this out because we've already talked to you.
What? Okay, so what? Is this some sort of prank? Am I getting punked right now?
To be fair, you looked like you'd been on the Jenny Craig plan, literally. But so at any rate, Paragon, we'll talk to you here in a bit and get this all sorted out. But I think for right now, ladies and gentlemen, we're gonna call it an evening. El Vacant, you have anything to promote tonight, El Vacant?
I don't.
All right, Vex, you have anything to promote tonight?
No, we're good.
All right, Razor.
I got nothing, sir.
Judge.
I'm not gonna say anything tonight. No.
All right, and last but not least, the Immortal Griffith.
Ladies and gentlemen, do you find yourself in need of instant weight loss? Perhaps you need to drop a few unneeded pounds very, very quickly. Well, I have the plan for you. It's the Atkins Holy Shit Don't Eat Anything for a Week diet. That's right. If you go on the Atkins Holy Shit Don't Eat Anything for a Week diet, you too can suddenly drop 18 sizes in a week. You may, however, put it back on.
All right. Thank you. Griffith. And that'll be all. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back next week right here on the RAWF Network. And then, of course, next weekend is also a Love Hurts. It'll be live from Calgary next Sunday. We'll be on the air that night as well, probably, I would say, 7 p.m. Eastern. So that could change. TBD, but... that is what we're looking at right now. So for El Vacant, I am Lord Amadeus. This has been RAWF After Hours. Let's take us out with the theme song to Immortal. We could be legends.